Asher b'toicha yitma. Anything inside the kli cheres becomes tummy. Again, we have this kli cheres here, earthly keli, that a sheres comes inside the ear of the kli, the avra of the kli. Now the pasuk says anything inside the kli is tummy. And right away the pasuk explains, what do I mean, what's inside it? The next pasuk right away explains it and says, mikol oichel, any food that's in the kli, that becomes tummy. So there's a diyuk, oichel metama mi'av kli cheres. If you have food inside this kli cheres, and now the sheres goes inside the avir, even though the sheres doesn't touch the bread, the food, still we say the kli becomes tamei, and the kli has the right to be metamei the oichel. But only food could be metamei. The ein kol akele metamoye miyav kli cheres. That's the cloud. Any other keli that's inside this kli cheres, a kli cheres cannot be metamei the kelim. For the simple you said we had before, that ain kli metamei kli. So since this kli cheres itself becomes tummy, this kli now, if you have another kli inside it, this kli can't be matam another kli. That's the gzeres hakosev. Now, if you're going to tell me, when a sheretz goes inside the kli cheres, we consider as if the sheretz is touching everything inside it. So now, if a sheretz touches a glass, or a sheretz touches a metal kli, it's makabel tum of the kli. A sheretz has the right to matam a kelim. So why does the Torah say that if you have other kelim, a metal glass, in a metal kli, inside this kli cheres, when the sheretz goes inside the kli, it's not the metal plate doesn't become tamei, why not? If you tell me now it's considered that the sheretz is touching everything inside, if the sheretz touches metal kelim, it is makabel tumah. So here's a clear right, you have to say no, that when the sheretz comes into the ear of the kli, it's only considered like it's touching the outer kli. Only the outer kli cheres becomes a rishon tumah. It's not considered like the sheretz is also touching everything inside the kli. Therefore, the kli cheres is a rishon tumah. Now, if you have food inside it, it's good. A rishon could make a shenel tumah. The bread becomes tummy. But let's say there's another keli inside, ain kli matama kli. A keli cannot receive tumah from another keli. That's why the gzeres hakosev, only if you have food inside this kli cheres does it become tummy. But not that there's another keli. That's the gzeres hakosev, that when the sheretz comes into the avir, it's not considered like it touches anything inside it, only that the kli itself receives the tumah from the sheretz. And anything else inside the kli has to receive the tumah because it's considered like it's touching the kli. So as a shame, the kli of the earthly kli is being metama the food. That's good. But it has no kli to metama kelim. Let's see top Rashi. Rashi says here, Talmud Lamer. V'somach le mikol oichel. Rashi explains here, Klema. Hai kol asher b'toichai shamarati l'cho. That's what the Pasuk says. Anything inside this earthly kli becomes tameh when the sheretz goes inside the avir, that's only b'eichol amat l'cho. Only if you have food inside the kli cheres. Now, the commander malatum chashav leis, you want to tell me it's considered like the sheretz is touching anything inside this kli cheres, is l'chitzoin nimtzois tuma negas begamash of kli shetef. So you have a kli shetef means any kli that it becomes tameh, you can put it into the mikvah. Like a metal kli. Anything made out of metal, if it becomes tummy, you can put it into the mikvah. That's called a kli shetef. So if you have now a kli shetef inside this kli cheres, so the sheretz goes inside there. If you're going to tell me it's considered like the sheretz touches everything inside, so the sheretz is touching the outer portion of that metal kli. Now the kli shetef metama megaboy, that's the local. If you have a metal kli, if a sheretz touches even the outside of the kli, it's also metama the keli. So why does the pasuk say if you have a metal kli inside this earthly kli, the metal kli does not become tamei if a sheretz goes in there? Ela shma mina, we see from here clearly that kol asher b'toicha yitma machmas keli hu demetama. It's only the shot when the sheretz comes into the avir, to the ear of the kli, it's considered only like the touch of the outer kli cheres. That's all. That's the rishon l'tumah. And anything inside it only could receive its tumah. It's considered a shein l'tumah, like it's getting its tamei from the kli. Now, the Yashmin and Kroh, the Oichlin Umashkin Huda Makabli Tumma, Mivlara Tumma. That's you say, that food and liquid could become a Shengla Tumma. Because even though it only touches a Rishina Tumma, like here, this Kli Cheres is only a Rishina Tumma, which is called a Vlad HaTumma. So a Vlad HaTumma could be Matama food and Mashkin. Avo Kli Loi. But on Rishina Tumma, if it touches a Keli, it cannot be Matama Keli. A keli could only receive tumah from an avat tumah, just like a person, the same halacha like a kli. Or mehai piruka nafkalon b'chol duchta. From here we learn out all over. Hod the askon, that what we find all over, the ein kli rishon metama kli. A keli that only has a tumas rishon on it cannot be metama another keli. They can learn it out from here. In other words, not only is the assert like we had before, that the same object can't be metame the same piece, same thing, like food, liquid, keli, there's another yisayt here. That a keli that's a rishon tumah cannot be metame another keli. For another yisayt, because kelim can only receive tumah from an ava tumah. It has to be a sheretz or a zav or zav or nidus that's touching the kli. But if a rishon tumah comes and touches the kli, it's not metame kelim. That's what we learn out from this pasuk. Now, v'yein oichlin or maskin matam akeli. Oichlin or maskin also can be matam akeli. Because yalf liyal mekabu chayma. We learned that before from mekabu chayma. Now, the odom, a person, also has the same halacha like a kli. The odom nami. She'en o yav atuma, a person that's not a nav atuma. To go in a geya v'tumas nevela. A person that just touched the nevela. So this person is a rishon atuma now. Over sheretz, or else a person that touched the sheretz. So the person now is only a rishon atuma. Is loy matam akeli. If this person now goes and touches a keli, he's not matama the keli. For the same yisayt, because this person is only a rishon atuma, a rishon atuma cannot be matama keli. A kli could only receive his tuma from an av atuma. The yisayt of the pasuk says, "V'ha nageya b'nevelosam yitma." If you nageya b'nevelosam, you become tummy. The like yisayt ki beis begodim doesn't say you have to wash your begodim. Avagabe noisa, when you carry it, that's exeris hakosavi. B'tumas masa shematam odlam atam begodim sholem. Yevishas masa. V'loy begodim aboyim liyachem mikan. Not the begodim that come afterwards. Alma vlad atuma loy matam akli. Avlad atuma rishon cannot be matam akelim. Chutz mitame meis. Only a tame meis means somebody that touched a meis. Because why? Shuav atuma. Because the person that touches a meis, he himself then becomes an avatuma. That's a different halacha. V'chein odom le'motzinu le'tuma b'chol ha'teri elam yavatuma. The same thing applies to another himself. The person himself will never find he can become tamei only from an avatuma. The goinai de sheretz, if a sheretz touches a person, the person becomes tamei. U'nevela, if a person touches a nevela or shichva zera, v'yedei zav u'me'enoisov u'medrosov u'denidu u'me'enoisov u'medrosov v'yedei tamei meis. He's the person of the same halacha. He could only become tamei if he got in contact with an av hatumah. But if he only gets in contact with a rishon hatumah cannot be matam an odom. That's the same yisoy, the nodom and the keli both have the same halacha. Right. So now it's good to brace to what we're saying that the kli or the oichel inside the kli is only a shein hatumah and not a rishon hatumah. Because the sheretz works, it's only metama the outer kli, and then the outer kli, which is a rishon, is metama the food inside. But it's never considered like the sheretz touches directly what's inside the kli. Right. Rav Chisda, okay, this Baruch Hashem has finished the sugis. Now we're going back to a little before. Rav Chisda Rami Pischa Pischa Meshani. Rav Chisda asked the stira by the lochas about Pesach, and he gave a teretz. So Rashi, about the stira of Pesach is, I will soon see, but what you let her burn Erev Pesach? The what? Umi, Umishani, Miyom Rev Yeshua. The Rev Yeshua is saying now Mishnah, Shteim Ki Achas. At the end of our Mishnah it says that Rev Yeshua's Moedah, that you're allowed to burn on the fifth hour of Erev Pesach, you're allowed to burn Truma. The machlekes was ala tluy v'ala tameya. If you have a truma, that's tully. You have a suffic truma. You don't know if it's tameya tor. So such truma, you're allowed to burn with truma tameya, vade tameya. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. You shouldn't do it. You should burn separately. And on this, Rabbi Yeshua said shteim kachas. You're allowed to burn both of them together. If you have a piece of truma that's a suffic truma, a suffic tameya. And another piece that's Vadei Tumeya, on Erev Pesach, Shor, Shishis, or Chamishis, when you're burning the Chametz, you're allowed to burn them together. That's what Yeshua says in our Mishnah. So Rechiz Dar Astira on this halacha, is it true? Or Miyom Rabbi Yeshua, is it true that Yeshua said, Shteim Kiachas, you're allowed to burn Truma Teluya and Truma Tumeya together? Is it true, Reminu? I have a kash on this. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Tainas on the Mishnah to say there's no riot to Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Eina Nidin Doimel Raya. Again, Rav Meir in the Mishnah said he has a raya from our Mishnah that you're allowed to burn truma tahora and truma tumeya together. That was Rav Meir shita. You're allowed to burn both of them together, even though normally you're not allowed to be matama truma. But here, since you're doing it for the purpose of burning it, you're not going to eat it anyway. There's no issue in burning truma tahora and truma tumeya together. That's what Rav Meir said. Now, Omer Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi tells back to Rav Meir, "Ein anidin d'emel raya. You Rav Meir have no raya at all from our Mishnah. Why?" Keshidu Rav Aseinu, when Rav Nechanin is kind of Kahanim, said over the Edus, Amaha Idu, on which case did he say Edus? What did he say, Klaus Mutter? Imala Boss, if you want to tell me, said over the case, by Bossa, Shayetim Bavlada Tumor. Now, for the continuation of this, I turn over the tape. I didn't have time to finish it at the end, so I'm going to try and finish up now the last few lines of the Gemara on the Chofa Medbeis until the end of the parak. But if you're interested in continuing on to the Gemara, turn over right now. If not, then play this back later, please. The bottom part of the Gemara now says, V'takola atzma tanoyi. It's a machlokes tanoyim if we have to be afraid, if you're going to hold truma tumeya in your house, are we afraid you're going to come to eat it? Like this, the locher is, let's say oil, that's tumeya. The locher is, you're allowed to burn it. And if you burn it, it's mutter. But are we afraid you'll hold on to it too long, maybe you'll come to eat it? Tzmor says the Tanya. This is the fourth line from the bottom. On Daf Chofim Abeis. The Tanya. Chov Yishol Yayin Shol Truma Shinitmas. If you have a Chov Yis, a barrel of wine from Truma that became Tommy, the Locher is Beishama Yermin, Beishama says Tishofeich Echovim. You should spill the whole thing out. Don't hold on to it. Just spill it out. Rashi says, Loshen Chavila Kloima, Tishofeich Yachat. Spill out the whole wine in one shot. And don't just spritz the wine a little bit. We're afraid. If you just spill over the wine a little bit to make the room smell nicely, we're afraid since that takes some time, we're afraid throughout that time, maybe you'll come to eat, drink this wine, which is truma tumeya. This is Beit Shammai Talocha. Beit Hillel says, no, no. Tasta Zilif. You're allowed to take this wine, shol truma, that's tumeya, and make zilif from it. Zilif means you spill a little bit at a time, and it makes the room smell nicely. So you see, it's a machlekes tanoim, if we're afraid that you'll hold on to the wine, will you drink it or not? Now, Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi says, Ani achriya. I'm going to make a compromise between the two, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The what besoda tishofich. If you have the wine, the truma tumeya in the fields, you should spill it off right away. Don't hold on to it. Tishofei chovel, spill the whole thing out. Mashenkin bebayis, if you have the wine of truma tumeya in your house, then tasazilif. Then you could leave it and use it slowly and spill off a little at a time. Now, the chilik is that basod in the fields, you don't use it for zilif. So what do you have to do with the wine? You have to bring it into your house. So that takes up too much time. We're afraid then, from the time it'll take you to bring it home, and then you're going to have to first use it for zilif, we're afraid maybe you'll drink it and eat it in between. Therefore, there's a takola not to use that wine. By shenken, if the wine is already in your house, even though it's truma tumeya, you're allowed to hold on for it for a little bit longer and do zilif with it. The Gemara says, Ika di Amri, another sheet is like this, that v'chodesh tishofich, if you have new wine that right now you can't use it for zilif, it doesn't smell good, so you just want to leave it for a long time till it becomes old and smells good, then we're afraid of mishum takola, and you have to spill it out right away. Tishofei chovel. Mashenkin biyoshin, if you have older wine that's roy right now for zilif, tasa zilif. You're allowed to make zilif. So Mar says, Omru loy, the b'nei doroy, answered back to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, that you wanted to say your machriya, they answered back, ein hachroa shlishis, machras. What you're saying is not called a hachroa shlishis, you don't have a